Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. Maggie is now back with a celebrity many of you will remember, at least if you're as old as I am. Alma Cogan died in 1966 when she was only 34, but by that time she was already a well-known British singer. She was the vocalist on a radio programme I still remember from when I was young, Take It From Here with Professor Jimmy Edwards. So Maggie, take it from here.
You dreamboat, you lovable dreamboat, the kisses you gave me set my dreams afloat. I would sail the seven seas with you, even if you told me to go and paddle my own canoe.
Our celebrity in the spotlight this time was known as the girl with the giggle in her voice. We'll hear such hits as Dreamboat, Bell Bottom Blues and Never Do a Tango with an Eskimo. One of the brightest stars of 1950s pop music and the most successful female recording artist of the decade, Alma Cogan was a British singer whose death on the 26th of October 1966, at the age of 34, left the entertainment world reeling. Cogan was born on the 19th of May 1932 in Whitechapel, London. She was of Russian-Romanian Jewish descent. Her father's family, the Cogans, arrived in Britain from Russia, while her mother's family were refugees from Romania. Although Jewish, she attended St. Joseph's Convent School in Reading. Her father was a singer, but it was Cogan's mother who had show business aspirations for her daughters. She had named Cogan after a silent screen star, Alma Taylor. Cogan first performed in public at a charity show at the Palace Theatre in Reading, and at the age of 11, competed in the Sussex Queen of Song contest held at a Brighton hotel, winning a prize of £5. At 16, she was told by bandleader Ted Heath, "You've got a good voice, but you're far too young for this business. Come back in 5 years' time." Heath would later say, "Letting her go was one of the biggest mistakes of my life." She also found work singing at tea dances, and she became resident singer at the Cumberland Hotel in London in 1949, where she was spotted by EMI producer Walter Ridley, who became her coach and signed her to his master's voice. Within no time, she became the vocalist for the BBC radio comedy programme Take It From Here to the end of its run in 1960.
Take it from here, don't go away when you can take it from here. Why don't you stay and maybe join in the fun now, the show has begun.
In 1953, while in the middle of recording If I Had a Golden Umbrella, she broke into a giggle. She then played up the effect on later recordings. Soon enough, she was dubbed the girl with the giggle in her voice. Many of her recordings were covers of US hits, and one of these, Bell Bottom Blues, became her first hit, reaching number 4 on the 3rd of April 1954. Cogan would appear in the UK singles chart 18 times in the 1950s, with Dreamboat reaching number 1. Cogan's first album, I Love to Sing, was released in 1958. Cogan was one of the first UK recording artists to appear frequently on television, where her powerful voice would be showcased along with her bubbly personality and dramatic costumes. Her hooped skirts with sequins and figure-hugging tops were reputedly designed by her and made by her mother, and never worn twice. Cliff Richard recalls, "My first impression of her was almost definitely frocks. I kept thinking, how many can this woman have? Almost every song has a different costume. The skirts seem to be so wide. I don't know where they hung them up." Cogan topped the annual New Musical Express readers' poll as outstanding British female singer 4 times between 1956 and 1960.
I've got the bell-bottom blues, 'cause my sweetie is a sailor and he's sailing somewhere on the sea. I got the bell-bottom blues, 'cause I'm crazy about a sailor and I
when he's coming back to me. I wonder if he's looking at the same moon I'm looking at. Every night I'm looking at the moon. I know that if he's praying for the same thing I'm praying for, we'll be together soon. I got the bell bottom blues just waiting for a letter.
The UK musical revolution of the 1960s, symbolised by the rise of the Beatles, suddenly made Cogan unfashionable. Lionel Blair said she was perceived as square. Her highest 1960s chart ranking in the UK was number 26 with We Got Love. In 1964, Cogan recorded Tennessee Waltz in a rock and roll ballad style. This version was number one in Sweden for 5 weeks. She had another number one hit in Sweden in 1965, The Birds and the Bees. When she toured around Sweden in the mid-1960s with popular local pop bands, whose members were some 10 years younger than her, she acquired the playful nickname Pop-mama, Pop Grandmother. Appearing on the teenage hit show Ready Steady Go and headlining at the Talk of the Town didn't help her make an impression with new youth audiences, and by 1965, record producers were becoming dissatisfied with Cogan's work. And it was also clear that her health was failing. Her friend and colleague Anne Shelton attributed this decline to some highly experimental injections she took to lose weight, claiming that Cogan was never well again after that. Cogan embarked on a series of club dates in England in early 1966, but collapsed after two performances. She made her final TV appearance in August in a guest spot on International Cabaret. The following month, she collapsed while touring Sweden to promote Hello Baby, recorded exclusively for the Swedish market. She died of ovarian cancer at London's Middlesex Hospital on the 26th of October at the age of 34.
You can never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, no, no. Oh dear, no. If you do, you'll get the breeze up and you'll end up with a freeze up. You must never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, 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 oh, no, 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 no. Never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, no, no.
Thank you, Maggie. I didn't know Alma Cogan had appeared on Ready Steady Go. This was recorded every week just round the corner from the university where I was studying in London. And I can still remember the commotion when a rather well-known band was on, the Rolling Stones. Alma Cogan's appearance I do not remember.